Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the extravaganza today, a segment with football correspondent Kostaki Economopoulos. Right after this word.
Attention, all nearsighted geeks, dweebs, nerds, and dorks. Are you tired of wearing glasses while reading your comic books? Do your lenses sometimes become steamed up while playing a hot and heavy Xbox game? Then perhaps it's time you considered corrective surgery at Spox Eye Clinic.
My eyes were so bad that even with my glasses on, I had to squint while watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Then I called Spox Eye Clinic and talked to the receptionist, a Miss Uhura. They scheduled my phaser corrective surgery for the next day. Since my eyes have been fixed, I've reread the Lord of the Rings trilogy 7 times. Thanks, Spox Eye Clinic.
From the moment you sheepishly walk in the door, trying desperately not to be noticed, you'll find Spox Eye Clinic to be a distinctively different experience.
Doctor, what will I look like without my glasses?
You'll be lovely.
Are you sure?
You bet. Gentlemen, set phasers to stunning.
Spox Eye Clinic relies upon a team of experts to ensure your phaser corrective surgery always turns out right.
Scotty, I need more power to the retinal phaser.
I'm giving her all I got, Doc.
Jill, those are pupils down there.
Just imagine the benefits of our phaser corrective surgery. You'll be the only guy whose glasses won't be slipping down his nose while playing Dungeons & Dragons. And without your glasses, all of the hot geek chicks will want to cling on to you.
Gosh, Stanley, you're hotter than a 2 gigahertz PC with a Pentium 4 processor and DSL.
Just stop it. You're just pulling my mouse.
No, I'm not. I want to have your cloned baby.
Oh, my God.
Spox Eye Clinic, offering phaser corrective surgery to geeks, dorks, dweebs, and nerds. If you're a socially backward, introspective individual who enjoys reading and prefers fantasy to reality, then Spox Eye Clinic is for you. Give us a call today or stop by our office for more information. Our coordinates are 347 Mark 8 and 299 Mark 4, or the corner of Maple and Elm for you dopes who don't know anything about star charts.
Spox Eye Clinic does not guarantee that you will attract hot geek chicks. Or that hot geek chicks even exist.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Plug that thing in, won't you? That's it.
Brand new taint?
That's the spot.
I've got a brand new taint.
This is not a... This is the Black Moods. They're going to be our house band coming up, I think, in December. These guys can... they can rock, as Ace would say. Josh on the guitar.
Not me.
Not this Josh.
A much more skilled Josh.
Very handsome young Josh. This is, let's see, a look around. Speaking of handsome, look who's here. It's Ace Cosby, and I love a man that he sticks with his football team, even when they're now called the JV. That would be the Oakland Raiders. The cap stays on, though, Ace. Congratulations.
It does.
We'll be talking football in a matter of seconds with our good buddy Kostaki Economopoulos. Chick McGee across the way getting ready to have his team made fun of. There's the lovely Grace. I love that shirt.
Hi.
Grace. Is that the
yeah.
new one? That's the new one we're selling?
Yeah, the new three-quarter length's back. And Josh, can you say what's on the back of the shirt?
I sure can. 69!
69!
Let me tell you a little about
we
how
we understand
works.
The concept. There's Christy Lee wishing she didn't have a mortgage. And this is Tom speaking. Joining us in the telephone, it's our good friend Kostaki Economopoulos. Hey, Kostaki.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Wow.
Now, are you in Los Angeles?
I am. We're all moved in.
You have a house already?
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Yes, ma'am.
Congrats.
You were able to do that on short notice? How? How in God's name did that happen? That's unbelievable.
I thought about you the whole time, Tom. We really cut it to the wire. We literally picked up the keys on Friday afternoon, and the stuff arrived at 8 in the morning on Saturday.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
Do you have a lawn and everything?
We do. We actually have a little private area that's just ours with these big hedges around. So it's kind of cool. It's the opposite of where we lived in New York, that's for sure.
Now, do you have a car yet?
No. We've been so focused on all the other things. We haven't bought a car yet. Next few days.
Okay. Now you also have a crib because you have a baby.
We have a bassinet. We haven't moved to crib yet. So we knew we were going to move. We didn't commit to crib yet. So
okay. Okay. So it's coming. Okay.
We're getting there.
Does IKEA make a crib?
Sure, probably.
If so, you may want to take a week off.
Make everything else.
I'm only kidding. So, I have no idea.
So familiar with that situation.
Well, Kostaki, congratulations on the move. Once again, Kostaki very suddenly moved from New York to Los Angeles, and you're in. That's great.
We made it. None of our stuff is where we want it to be, but it is all in here. So
did you have a television? Or do you have a television set up so you could watch some of the games yesterday?
Yeah, you know what? I actually, we went with a non-cable choice, and I figured it all out, and I watched NFL Red Zone on my laptop yesterday morning. Oh, it was awesome.
Nicely done, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yep,
I watched a lot of football. I watched the Patriots lose, which is one of my hobbies, so that was fun.
That's amazing, right?
Lead with a positive as opposed to watching your Atlanta team not do so well.
Not win, right. Overtime and not win.
Right.
Familiar with that.
A very, very interesting game. Lots of scoring.
Mm-hmm. Lots of scoring. Yes. A lot of scoring. Not scoring. Josh Gordon, inactive for the Patriots game. Inactive. That's a dream come true for a stoner, right? So I just sit here and do nothing? Cool.
Am I correct in saying, this is the guy that was finally the Browns gave up on him. He's played in 11 games in four years,
a little over 4 years. Yeah,
that sounds right. It's a small number. He was suspended for pretty much all of 2 years and lots of other years too. Yeah, he's had a tough run. Also inactive Sunday, the Vikings. What happened? 17 point underdog Bills crushed the Vikings. Here's a switch. The Bills were so good, Vikings fans retired at halftime. So that was...
there you go. So Vontae Davis joke.
Uh-huh. Here's,
yes. Vontae Davis.
Here's something
good
you might
job,
find.
Tom.
You might find this humorous, Kostaki. I had Minnesota to cover in that game. all I heard was how bad the Buffalo Bills, historically bad all week long.
Amazing.
Any given Sunday.
I know. LeSean McCoy was out. They had a rookie quarterback. Yeah. The rookie quarterback had the game of his life. Josh Allen, he jumped a linebacker like he was a flaming table. That linebacker was Anthony Barr, marking the first time that a Bill avoided a bar. Am I right?
is this on?
The Bills were up 27-0 at halftime. Yep. Usually the only time Buffalo is up 27 is in snowfall totals.
Yes.
So this is very exciting. Oh, Minnesota. Governor Jesse Ventura was less of a surprise. The Vikings were not good. They didn't cross the 50-yard line until the third quarter. Hmm. To see a group stuck in their own territory like this, you got to go back to the Donner Party, Tom. That's an old reference.
Mm-hmm.
Everything purple is embarrassing. The purple people eater is wearing a paper sack on his head today.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. Barney the dinosaur went back to drinking. Grimace closed the garage door and started his car. You see?
Wow.
A Crown Royal bag hung itself.
It
was bad.
Hanged.
Hanged?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Pictures
are hung, people.
A man is hung, a picture is hanged.
The
other way around.
This just did. Clay Matthews was just flagged for laying down the couch with his full body weight.
Oh, man.
Son of a gun. He can't get away from it,
can't catch a break.
That's ridiculous.
The rule is ridiculous.
Did you see Tony Dungy talking about that last night? I think he...
I did. Yeah. Everyone's talking about it. Matthews just flagged for leaning into a half hug with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, man. That's a bummer. Yeah.
Oh, he just got flagged for giving a charity the full weight of his support.
Is this going to go on? I'm enjoying it.
just flagged for playing the song Lean on Me. Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
And the weight.
The Rams are 3-0, and their helmets match their uniforms. This is going to be a good year for them. It's very exciting. The Rams played the Chargers. It was Los Angeles against Los Angeles. It was like they said, OJ's not guilty all over again. It was LA. Bless you, Josh.
That's dark. Okay.
Clay Matthews just flagged for putting his full body weight on his bathroom scale.
Clay.
I was hoping there'd be another one. Maybe we'll have a
He was just flagged for getting heavily involved in his community.
Heavy, I see.
Oh, the poor guy.
Hard-hitting sportscast.
Yes.
Sorry.
John Gruden, 0-3 as head coach this year.
That's a shame.
He won more games as a commentator. He's having a bad year. Drew Brees just broke an all-time record for annoying Falcons fans. So congratulations, Drew Brees. He now holds the all-time record for pass completions on unwelcome passes. Favre is still number one.
I would have thought that would come back.
Just talking about that the other day.
Oh, Clay Matthews just flagged for leaning into an argument.
We have a running joke. Yes,
the old running gag.
Yes.
Jimmy Garoppolo got injured, super hot and hurt. That sounds like Jennifer Aniston.
Poor Jen.
When I heard Jimmy G got hurt, my first reaction was not the face. No, this man is so.
What's his face look like?
It looks like he's going to miss the rest of the year. And if that's true, then the phrase is very fitting. Just sit there and look pretty. You're going to be just right. Oh, Clay Matthews just flagged for sighing heavily.
Oh, man. A lot of laundry being thrown today.
I'm enjoying this very much.
So there are referees in his home, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's a crazy situation, Chick.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect for joke writing.
Yeah, okay.
The Browns won. How about that?
Yeah.
Just a scant 630 some days since their last victory. They say revenge is a dish best served cold. The Browns' revenge was freeze-dried, vacuum-sealed, and locked in a time capsule in a freezer. So
that's cold.
It's very cold.
Cold.
That is cold.
It is heavy ice. Speaking of heavy.
The Browns are 1-1-1. It's weird saying Browns and one three times. But,
and then you go back to Oz.
They have a better record than the Patriots.
I love it.
Yeah, 1-2. Yeah,
I love the Patriots losing. It's so fun. Clay Matthews just flagged for using his full body weight against the counter when paying at Starbucks. He can't.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
He was flagged for eating curds, and whey.
Oh, boy. I mean, this guy. You're really having a tough time here.
Curds. Curds and whey, not turds and whey. Turds and whey was one of Donnie Baker's bands.
Clay Matthews just flagged for leaning too hard on a popsicle to break it in two. You can't do that.
Once again, if you are not aware
obviously
of this,
we're at the end.
Would you care to explain yes. why these Clay Matthews jokes?
Clay Clearly Matthews the end. Sacked Alex Smith yesterday, and they threw a flag on him. And even the even the Redskins broadcasters, of course, that I was listening to, they said, well, what the hell is he supposed to do?
He tackled him. That's tackled what happened.
So
he
tackled words, the guy. You can't
no
tackle
helmet?
The quarterback anymore.
Barely. That's the thing.
Right.
Okay.
You got to tuck him in.
You have to somehow
tuck them in.
Defy
Fluff
the laws
the
of physics and stop his forward motion and then somehow magically not hit the ground.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, we're speaking with comedian Kostaki Economopoulos, now a Los Angelino officially. Now, have you started your hunk on the difference between New York and L.A. yet? go back to the 80s. And
you know what? I could probably look it up in my computer from 12, 15 years ago. I did live here before, so I'm kind of returning in a way. Mm-hmm. Doesn't feel like home, but It's a beautiful place, man. Palm trees and the weather is amazing. So even when you're kind of crabby, it's you go outside, you go, oh, well, life's pretty good. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm. If your backyard's not on fire.
There are some issues.
Chick Brightside McGee. Yeah.
Or your living room doesn't split in two.
Yeah.
Some issues.
Don't call us all the time going, nay, 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 nay. Yeah. It's nice outside.
Oh, with the weather? Yeah, right. Okay.
Is this our closer? Do we have
I think so. Okay. I got seven more Clay Matthews jokes.
Oh, go. No, I insist. Do them all right now.
Yep. Clay Matthews, he was just flagged for throwing his weight around to get a good table. You can't.
You should know.
Yeah, yeah. He was just flagged for giving a ham-handed compliment. That's too rough. You can't be.
Too rough.
He was just flagged for playing REM song Fall on Me. That's
obscure. Yeah.
That's a Georgia joke if there was ever one.
Obscure, yet not all that funny.
He should have been flagged for that action.
Touche.
I never saw what happened with all the Browns. The light, was it Miller? No, was
Bud
it
Light.
Bud Light in the
Bud Light.
In the refrigerators?
They popped
the streets,
open.
Yeah,
there were the streets ran gold with free Bud Light.
Yeah, they popped over. They had them set so they would swing open, and they set them all off
before the Born On date was expired. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just barely. Go Browns.
Did they have someone there checking IDs or something?
Oh God, no.
Well, they were in bars. Yeah, they're not on the street corners, Tom. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're in front of the schools. That's right. Come on.
I love the school. They got the best bartenders in the district.
Listen, we had the lady letting the kids drive the buses. Why not? I'm sorry, Kostaki. Have we interrupted your closer?
All right, here we go. Let's close
you
on this one.
You told him to do all the Clay Matthews. Yeah.
No, he's got one.
I couldn't count. There were so many.
The Browns now end the worst streak since Dennis Franz got naked on NYPD Blue.
Streak.
Good night, everybody.
Showed his butt crack.
He was just laying there.
Slightly more modern than Donner Party references.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Kostaki, we had a Mr. Obvious show science thing this morning. Do you have the thing about beer pong, Christy? Now, Kostaki, did you ever play beer pong in college?
You know what? I was the quarters generation.
Ah.
I was pre-beer pong. Or all maybe right. It was regional. I think it was timing and regional.
Students
but,
at Clemson University in South Carolina, Kostaki, found beer pong balls are teeming with harmful bacteria.
Duh.
I bet.
Especially if you play outdoors. The balls used at outdoor games had approximately 3 million organisms on them, while balls used on carpeted surfaces had about 200 Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, and staph all found on the balls.
Be very careful with balls on carpeted surfaces.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
No, it's so disgusting.
No rug burn.
This is why.
Nobody wants that.
If you're going to play beer pong, play with vodka, right, Chick?
That's right.
Okay, or something, or Lysol or something.
Yeah,
Lysol. I'm not a beer pong guy either, Kostaki. I don't see.
No,
I never played until we were doing family reunions, and that's a big deal at the beach. We play.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you play
quarters and
Kostaki? Cornhole. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm Greek. I'm a fan.
The game.
No.
Wow.
No, I love. I think it's great. It's like horseshoes, but less tedious, and it's fun for drinking. It's great.
It's real fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I love.
I like cornhole,
and it's less dangerous. You're not gonna.
Of course.
Yes.
You get hit in the shin with a beanbag. By the way, saying the phrase "hit in the shin" on radio is pretty dangerous. As that came out of my mouth, I thought I might be getting called by the FCC. Kostaki, I'm glad you got a place. That's great.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Send photos. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Oh, wait. Hold on. Clay Matthews just flagged for keeping his wife in the air on a seesaw by using his full body weight.
Oh, Clay!
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.